Good morning, 9:34, April the 5th, 2017. It's a lot better here this morning than it was yesterday, even though the temperature is about the same. The ambient is 40 degrees, but there's no wind and there's sun out. So I'm wearing an extra shirt that I don't need, but after yesterday, wow, that was cold. It spit snow here for a while in the afternoon yesterday, just to give you an idea of how cold it was. And mostly that's an artifact of having it be cold enough all the way to the ground for the ice crystals and snow crystals to make it all the way to the ground instead of transitioning to raindrops. Nothing built up. It was, you know, I don't think it got below 38 yesterday, but it certainly didn't get much above 45 either. So yeah, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. I've got a whole day's worth of work done today. I'm getting beta feedback in. Thank you very much. A lot of good feedback coming in. I won't spoiler it for people who aren't beta readering to say what the feedback is, but it's good feedback. I'm happy, I'm pleased. I should have most of the stuff that I've got in, that I've received, I'll have in the book shortly. I've got one piece I need to rework a little bit, I think. And there's a transition problem between the penultimate and the ultimate chapters, which I think is really the cause of some of the pushback I'm getting, because otherwise the chapter seems to be working fine. The last chapter that I was worried about seems to be working just fine. A little clunky, which, yeah, let me go smooth that out. I think I know what that problem is. So yeah, it's going well, it's going good. We should be able to get this to the editor relatively soon. Conlon is waiting, so, but she's also working on another book right at the moment, so she can't just drop that and pick this one up. So we have a few days. So I got through the 100, and there were exactly 100 proposals in the last week of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Colorado Gold Conference. There's a lot of crap. I mean, part of my challenge in doing this was to look at the proposals on their face and to not, you know, was the proposal appropriate for the level that it was being put up? Was it the right time length for the amount that the amount of content in the outline? Did the outline tell me anything? I mean, if the outline didn't tell me anything, then that was like, no. That's not how this works. There were a lot of how to find the hours a day you need to write 500 words and to stay on track. A lot of those proposals that were most of them introduced stuff that is like so old news. It's basic time management for ninnies. Good morning. Those dogs did not want me anywhere near. Thoroughly. Small dogs on, two small dogs on two leashes, and a big burly guy behind them. He's having a hard time keeping them under control. So yeah, there were a lot of how I do it good. There were a lot of one true path. There were a lot of the self-publishing ones were, I was particularly hard on because they didn't. They didn't represent, and this may be an error on my part, but they did not represent the state of the art in self-publishing at the moment. And while I realize that I am either prejudiced or privileged or both, because I started sooner, it's really hard for me to see somebody who's sold fewer books in 18 months than I sell in a single month, holding themselves up as an expert on how to sell books. This is like having a swim instructor show up in goggles, water wings, and swim noodles to teach you the overhand crawl. This is amateur hour time, folks, and this is not a conference for amateurs. How to be a number one bestseller on Amazon. Okay, first, you actually have to have done it once. And being number one in a category is not being a number one Amazon bestseller. I'm sorry, if you're an Amazon number one bestseller, you've had the number one book on Amazon. Period. I've been number one in my categories. I've been number one in the multiple categories over the years. I'm not an Amazon number one bestseller. I've never broken into the top 100. Glenn Stewart did. Glenn Stewart's last release, what was it? Shoot. Was it Q-Ship Chameleon? No, I think it was Fate of Mars. I think it was Book 5 and his Starship Mage series. And his Hand of Mars series. I'm sorry, I keep referring to it by its the first book instead of the actual series name, but I think he popped into the top 100 for a few days, which is cool, which is really cool. So he made bank on that book. Yeah, maybe To Fire Call will be the book that puts me into the top 100. It's been, you know, book 13, I've got as high as 106. I might have got as high as 102, but I'm pretty sure I got as high as 106. But I've never broken into the top 100. It's because of the way I launch. It's because of the way I'm more interested in staying at the top of the list, staying near the top of the list for a longer period of time than I am going to the top of the list and falling down again. I appreciate that's an opinion and a strategy, and it's not the one that everybody follows, and it doesn't make mine right for them, but it does make it right for me. And oddly enough, I'm the one who counts when it comes to evaluating my strategies and my tactics. And my operations. So yeah, there's a lot of less than helpful, useful stuff that came in the last, in the first 100, in the last 100. Is it good? I don't know, 300 maybe? 300 proposals, I think. Good morning.
Good morning.
Prairie Dog Disposal, Monk Post. The guys are working in the field here where the prairie dogs show. I've seen them around because there's two or three plots of land here that are going undeveloped, which means that somebody has to build on them soon, because undeveloped green space is not acceptable. Doesn't contribute very much to the tax base, so okay, fine. So yeah, I went through them in groups of 30. Well, that's not true. I was only going to do 30 today, but morning, honest to God, morning. I got up at 5 because I had to feed the cats. I had to pee, and I would, under normal circumstances, say, you know what, I'm going to go play or do or something. This morning I said, you know what, I'm going back to bed. And I did. I went back to bed and slept for another hour and a half, which is something that I needed. I'm not feeling anywhere near as bobble-headed today as I have lately because of late-night activities and sleep debt. This afternoon, I'm going to play games. I'm going to cook something. I don't know what. I have to pick up something at the grocery store. I've got to get this podcast posted. I've got to get this episode posted and get the kid off to work and put together a grocery list, because I'm going to go get groceries after that. Then I'm going to come home and see if there's any more beta feedback coming in. I'm still pondering. There's an issue about Pip lying that I need to resolve. Because I've long maintained that Pip lies. The reality is he doesn't always lie, and that's the sign of a good liar. He doesn't always lie. But it's not so much, and somebody pointed this out in contrast to In Ashes Born, where he tells Ishmael he's never lied to him. And it's true, he hasn't ever lied to him. By lying, making a false, defining lying as being a false statement. He's never actually made a false statement. As far as I can tell, he's teased him. He's he's pranked him. But he's never actually, and maybe somebody who's read these books more recently and closer than I have, he's never actually lied to him. He's lied to other people when Ish was present. He's a master of misdirection. He's a master of half-truth. So, if you sin by omission, is that a lie? If you don't tell somebody the whole truth, but the truth, the part of the truth that you tell them is in fact true, even though the implication that you draw from that half-truth is incorrect or inaccurate, is that a lie? I have to play with this a little bit, because yeah, there's some interesting stuff there. And I did have a question about a snakeskin. I did get some feedback about the snakeskin, and I went and looked it up. And yeah, you know what I thought was on the page is not exactly on the page. So I need to It's a couple of places where I need to beef it up, but that's what I have beta readers for, to go through and see see what a reader sees on the page, not what I know is in the story, but may not be actually on the page anywhere between the covers. So, yeah, I'm getting some really good feedback. I really appreciate it. Did you say it with me? That was a quarter mile back. God, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's chilly. It's got just a little bite in the air. The sun is so warm. It's lovely out, but it's not lovely out enough for me to want to do yard work. I'm just putting that out there. There are pretty much zero days that are lovely enough that I want to do yard work. Look like a city vehicle. Somebody in a little white car driving through the park. Yeah, stopping at the. It's got to be city workers. There's a, I don't know, some sort of water control or power system box or something behind a very heavy steel link fence down there, and they're going into that. So if they're getting in there, then they probably have the key. The willow is looking yellow. It's actually got a little few little tufts of leaves on it. This crab apple has seen better days. It's still blossoming, sort of, budding a little bit. These other trees that I thought might be dead are beginning to redden up around the tip, so I suspect they're just maples or something here. I'm going to be glad to get back because the sun is beginning to get too hot, which is a lesson for me for tomorrow if the temperature is up there. But I feel like I've got a whole day's worth of work done today. And it's, what, coming up on 10 o'clock. And the good part about that is that it makes me feel like, oh, maybe I should do a little more. Maybe I should do a little more. Getting that momentum rolling, getting that positive feedback from having small successes early in the day really compounds as the day unfolds. But for the moment, I'm out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.